Good morning. Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Coming up later in the hour, we're going to get some updates from downtown Manhattan and our local VFW post 1786 from Commander Dan Watkins. We start, though, as we normally do here on the second Wednesday of the month with our guest from Pottawatomie County Schools from USD 320 Wamego. Superintendent Tim Winter joins us. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
And from USD 323 Rock Creek Schools, Kevin Logan. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Pleasure to have you both on. I guess we'll start with some big news coming out of Wamego, and I'll put you on the spot here, Mr. Winter, but you are going to have a change in position here coming up next year.
That is correct, Brandon. I have decided I'd like to reconnect with students. The superintendent position just is a real challenge to stay connected and to work directly with students, and I've missed that. I went into education to work with kids, and I really enjoyed my 12 years of teaching, and then I was a principal for 12 years, and all of those years, just was able to build wonderful relationships and be involved in the celebrations and activities of students, and you do your best as a superintendent, but it's just more and more challenging. And I was just ready to maybe step back into the classroom and work directly with kids. So I am, going to be an 8th grade math teacher at Wamego Middle School next year.
All right. Well, I'm glad that you'll still be involved in education and not going anywhere. That's, I think, going to make people very happy. What will happen in the meantime here with your role? How long will you be superintendent until?
I am contracted through the end of July. Typically our contracts end in June, but I am contracted through July to help, just get through the summer, because it is a late resignation. It's going to be a challenge to find an interim, and that's the direction the board will most likely go, is with an interim for a year, and then start a superintendent search during the school year next year for the following year. So I will stay on a little longer just to help with that transition and do anything I can help the district.
All right. Well, appreciate all you've done here as a superintendent. It won't be a huge loss, because you'll still be involved in the district. So good luck going forward.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I don't know if you have as exciting news over there in Rock Creek, Kevin. Is that you're staying put, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm hoping I'm staying put, but I do want to wish Tim all the best. It's been a pleasure working as neighbors with you over the last 5 years, and appreciate working with you on our special ed co-op and everything, and look forward to staying in touch in your new role. But again, congratulations and thank you.
Well, thank you, Kevin. And I, there are many, many things I will miss. I've told all my direct reports, I love working with each and every one of them and every aspect of what we do. But like I said, the volume of it just makes it impossible to just work directly with kids like I'd like to. And I'm ready to step back into that and do some more of that.
Yeah, it's important to do what you love to do and be able to do it the way you want to do it. So I'm glad you're going to be able to do that. And, of course, right now we're getting towards the end of the school year, and I know that it's kind of exciting because when we started the school year, and I've talked about this with a lot of the other school officials, we didn't know what to expect here. And now we've navigated through a school year during a pandemic, and things kind of look on the up and up. How would you guys rate where you're at here in the month of May? I'll start with you, Tim.
Weary. That's where we're at in the month of May, but also excited. It has been a really, really challenging year. It's been challenging for every single position in our district, but I just got to acknowledge that I think our staff and our students have just went above and beyond and met the challenge, and when asked to do something, they did it, and they did it with a good attitude. They just really should hopefully feel proud that we were able to have a great year in spite of all these challenges and the unknown. you know, every week we're wondering what's COVID going to bring? What's the next positive test going to bring in terms of quarantine and having to do modified quarantines multiple times, worrying about those students that are now out of the classroom for 2 weeks and how that's impacting them and the activities they're going to miss. And all of that has been just a real challenge for our entire community. And so to see the light at the end of the tunnel and just be 10 days away from the end of the school year and still be able to look back and say, we've had a really, really good year. I hope for our staff that gives them a real positive sense of accomplishment. So we just really appreciate everybody and all that they've done this year.
Yeah. Well, Kevin, you got just a couple weeks left here. How about you?
I will echo everything that Tim had said there. We just feel so blessed and fortunate to have been able to remain in school with all of our kids and families that wanted to be at school throughout this school year. You know, we still have in the neighborhood of 25 to 30 remote learners that will remain that way throughout this school year. But, you know, we've been able to stay in, and both Rock Creek and Wamego, where, you know, some schools around the state didn't come back into school until March timeframe. So, you know, we've had those experiences that some others have not been able to have for at that point a year. And, you know, we've had to make adaptations to almost everything we do, you know, from the time we pick the kids up in the morning on buses and drop them off beginning of the school day, checking temperatures, wellness checks when they come in the doors, the extra hand sanitizing that's taken some time away from the classroom, different procedures at lunch, you know, some students spreading out and eating more, multiple lunch periods. You know, there's just been so many changes. And then the co-curricular and extracurricular activity formats have changed, expectations or participation of our fans, of our folks that come out and watch our concerts, the number of concerts and activities. There's just been so many adaptations, and we've met all of those challenges with successes. And it's really, you know, people are tired. I can't tell you that there's a staff member in the school that is not tired, but I think when they look back and reflect over the year, there'll be a real sense of accomplishment in what we've been able to do.
Well, it certainly is good to see that, you know, we haven't had any real major disruptions at any of our local school districts here in the spring. And, you know, I know that you guys have taken some time here to do some nice recognition of people, too. And I mean, we kind of step into that a little bit here if you want to. Tim, we'll start over in Wamego. What are some announcements you have?
Yeah, we in our board meeting Monday night, that was officially the first meeting where we allowed the public to come back in, still encouraging social distancing and mask wearing and so forth. But in previous meetings, we'd had a sprinkling of students or staff in to recognize them or present topics to the board. But Monday was really the first official open public meeting. And we took that opportunity to recognize as many students as we could. We recognized approximately a dozen students who were Platinum Award winners on the Work Keys assessment. That's the highest possible score they can receive on that ACT Work Keys test. We also, having foreign exchange students in most of the country this year was almost impossible, but we did have one. And we brought in Leo Bondales, we always have made it a tradition to bring our foreign exchange student in just to talk to us about their experience and what was good, bad, or positive and so forth. And so we were able to hear from Leo. We also just had a plethora of fine arts students to recognize. A number of students in our choir music programs received superior and excellent ratings at the state music festival. And then the high voltage women, concert choir women, combined men's ensemble and concert choir all received superior ratings at that festival. We also recognize several culinary arts students, specifically Blake Coleman, was a gold medal National Level 3 Culinary Arts Award winner. And we recognized a number of forensic students for state qualifiers and national qualifiers, but specifically to highlight that group of about a dozen students, Emily Pachta was a state runner-up in solo serious acting, and then the combination of Emily and Carter Topliff were 4A state champions in duet acting. So we had a few other state finalists or winners, but those two were, like I said, a runner-up and a champion. Was pretty special, and we recognized them. And then we recognized a whole bunch of band students for superior ratings at their festival, but specifically the band. Mr. Richmond has been here for quite some time, and he just does a phenomenal job. But the overall band, the whole band, received a superior rating, the highest rating you can receive for the 16th year in award. 16th year in a row, excuse me. And the other challenging thing about all of this, choir, band, and forensics, all of it was done virtually. So students had to perform in front of a computer screen or in front of a camera, and just another challenge they had to overcome, and they did it, and did it very well. So it was just really nice to see all those kids and staff come in to hear Mr. Catt talk about all these great things going on at the high school, and just take that time to recognize those kids.
Yeah, well, congratulations, and great job to all those students. I know there's quite a few recognitions also at Rock Creek this past meeting here as well.
Yes, we had several recognitions. We didn't bring students in just due to space constraints because there would be so many, but we did have the coaches and sponsors come in, and recognition was given to Coach Jim Johnston and his high school boys basketball team, placing third in the 3A state tournament back in March. We also had our boys wrestling state qualifiers recognized through Coach Dan Prey. Forensics sponsor Keith Miller. Forensics Rock Creek state champions was very, very exciting. So wanted to have a congratulations to Mr. Miller and his team. We brought in our fine arts band and vocal instructors, Karis Nichols and Jay Kopal, had superior ratings in large groups at the state festival, and then multiples, one and two ratings with the smaller groups. But just did a great job. And as Tim said earlier, doing that virtually was a new challenge for them. So congratulations to them. We also brought in Shanna Schmidt, our yearbook sponsor, or journalism sponsor, but yearbook in their state competition, placed third overall for the Kansas Scholastic Press. So that was exciting. And then two where I will mention individuals, Coach Oberkrom, who's our strength and conditioning teacher at Rock Creek High School, had two All-American Student Athletes of the Year recognized this year. And this is through the National Strength and Conditioning Association. When they combined both academic and athletic accomplishments, Caden Venduska and Grace Gale both earned that national recognition. So has several recognitions, a lot of things that are good going on.
Very good. Well, congratulations to your students as well. And that's leading us up to our first break in the show, so we'll do that, step aside, and we'll continue on Focus after this on News Radio KMAN.